Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Pushya Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some people organize the world through sound and dialogue, others through visual structure and internal imagery, and still others through emotional memory and physical experience. Pushya Nakshatra, known for its nurturing strength, emotional depth, and disciplined approach, tends to process information with care, patience, and a strong sense of inner responsibility. Their subconscious doesn't just react. It absorbs, filters, and replays information through patterns that stabilize and protect. Whether their dominant style is auditory, visual, or kinesthetic depends on planetary placements that shape how they take in and respond to life's experiences. If their processing is visual, they don't just see. They structure, categorize, and assess patterns over time. If Saturn is in the first house in Pushya, they tend to process information visually in a disciplined, linear way, focusing on what is practical, useful, and stable. Their mind filters visual data through a need for order, often favoring clear roles, defined systems, and long-term visual planning. If Saturn is in the seventh house, their visual focus shifts outward. Attention moves to how others behave, how relationships function, and how roles are visually expressed in social or professional dynamics. They may unconsciously analyze people's appearance, posture, or social cues as part of how they make sense of relationships. If Jupiter is in the third house in Pushya, their auditory processing is rich, structured, and meaning-oriented. They learn best through spoken wisdom, structured conversation, religious discourse, or even mantra and chant, absorbing sound not just for its content, but for the truth it represents. Their speech tends to be measured, respectful, and layered with principle, reflecting a subconscious that connects meaning to sound. If Jupiter is in the ninth house, this auditory style expands. They are drawn to spiritual teachings, lectures, philosophical storytelling, and their mind often echoes phrases or teachings long after they're heard, using them as compass points in life. If Moon is in the fourth house in Pushya, they are deeply kinesthetic, meaning they store knowledge and memory through the body, emotions, and sensory experiences. They learn through repetition, touch, and emotional resonance, and their subconscious forms strong associations with environments, smells, family rituals, or physical routines. If Moon is in the 10th house, this kinesthetic learning shifts to the realm of responsibility and career. They process experiences through how things feel in the real world, often needing to feel emotionally connected to their work or public role in order to be fully engaged. Pushya's core cognitive wiring is rooted in stability, meaning, and emotional integrity. Whether they process through sight, sound, or sensation, their subconscious patterns are designed to protect, preserve, and guide with care. What makes Pushya truly unique is not just how they absorb information, but how they hold it, gently, responsibly, and with the intent to nourish and serve. Their strength lies in transforming knowledge into lasting emotional wisdom, woven with patience and quiet resilience. Pushya Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some people are driven by the desire to build, protect, and nurture something meaningful, while others are compelled to avoid discomfort, instability, or emotional exposure. Pushya Nakshatra, with its innate sense of duty, emotional depth, and structured nature, often leans toward stabilizing and preserving. But whether their core drive is toward creating something, towards, or away from avoiding risk or pain, away from, depends on planetary placements, particularly in the houses that influence identity, emotional memory, and external expectations. If Moon is in the first house in Pushya, their motivation is strongly towards oriented. They are guided by a deep inner need to nurture, protect, and grow, and often feel personally responsible for creating emotional security, not just for themselves, but for others. Their actions come from a place of empathy and forward-looking care, always trying to build a better home, family, or legacy. If Moon is in the seventh house, the motivation shifts slightly. They become oriented toward harmony in relationships, always seeking mutual growth and emotional alignment with others, and working toward balance, peace, and deeper connection. If Jupiter is in the first house in Pushya, their drive is also towards focused, but more philosophical and principle-based. They are motivated by truth, wisdom, and the desire to live with meaning. Their actions are driven by faith in the future, by the idea that growth comes through consistency, learning, and spiritual evolution. But if Jupiter is in the seventh house, they're more externally motivated. They may pursue partnerships or societal roles that allow them to expand their impact, guiding others while continuing to grow through shared purpose. Now, if Saturn is in the fourth house in Pushya, the motivation becomes away from oriented. There's often a deep-seated memory or karmic imprint of emotional burden, family duty, or inner heaviness, and their effort is directed at avoiding emotional vulnerability or loss of control. They build walls, not because they don't care, but because they're protecting what matters. If Saturn is in the 10th house, this tendency becomes more public. They may be driven to succeed not just to achieve something, but to avoid failure, criticism, or the feeling of being inadequate. Their work ethic is intense, but rooted in the avoidance of weakness or instability. If Mercury is in the 4th house in Pushya, their away from motivation is more subtle. They might avoid emotional confusion or overly complex personal dynamics, preferring to think their way around discomfort rather than feel through it. Their curiosity is active, but often directed away from what feels heavy. In the 10th house, Mercury shifts toward more proactive, logical ambition, but can still be motivated by a need to avoid uncertainty or intellectual insignificance, always seeking competence and clarity. Pushya Nakshatra's motivation is shaped by its deep emotional memory and strong moral center. Whether they're working towards stability or trying to keep chaos at bay, their actions come from a place of care, responsibility, and quiet resilience. Their challenge is to recognize when they're building from hope and when they're bracing against fear, so they can choose consciously and grow with emotional integrity. Pushya Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some people are inwardly focused, constantly tuning into their emotions, values, and personal growth, while others are outwardly focused, more attuned to their relationships, social environment, and how they are perceived. Pushya Nakshatra, rooted in nurturing, stability, and duty, often walks the line between self-containment and quiet service to others. However, whether their attention is primarily self-directed or others-oriented depends on planetary placements, especially those that influence identity, emotional engagement, and public responsibility. If Moon is in the first house in Pushya, the attention is deeply self-focused, but not in a self-centered way. It's a gentle inward gaze where emotions are monitored, comfort is prioritized, and the inner world becomes the foundation for how they move through life. They become deeply aware of their emotional states, needs, and sensitivities, often requiring solitude or personal space to stay grounded. However, if Moon is in the seventh house, that emotional awareness shifts outward. They become highly attuned to others' moods, needs, and expectations, often shaping their own behavior to ensure harmony in relationships. If Jupiter is in the first house, the attention is still internally oriented, but with a more principled, philosophical filter. These natives reflect deeply on who they are, what they stand for, and how to live in integrity with their beliefs. They're constantly self-checking. Am I doing the right thing? Am I living up to what I teach others? But if Jupiter is in the seventh house, their attention turns outward to how they can uplift, guide, or support others, whether in personal partnerships or broader roles of mentorship. They often measure their impact through the wisdom they share in relationships and society. If Saturn is in the fourth house in Pushya, their attention tends to stay inward, but in a guarded, watchful way. They're preoccupied with emotional safety, past wounds, and the effort it takes to build a solid inner foundation. This internal focus may come from a desire to not be too exposed or dependent on others. And while it gives them strength, it can also make them emotionally reserved. If Saturn is in the 10th house, their attention flips outward. They become hyper-aware of their public image, societal roles, and external expectations. They carry a sense of duty and often feel watched, so they focus intensely on how they show up for others and what's expected of them. If Mercury is in the 4th house, attention remains mostly internal. These natives may process emotions privately, preferring to reflect, write, or think their way through rather than openly share. They're more interested in personal clarity than external feedback. But with Mercury in the 10th house, attention shifts to the public realm, career, reputation, and how ideas are received by others. They're more likely to engage in dialogue, seek feedback, and respond to external cues, especially in intellectual or professional settings. Pushia's default is often to nurture quietly from within. But planetary influences determine whether they're more inclined to guard and develop themselves, or offer emotional care and structure to the world around them. Their evolution lies in knowing when to protect their inner world, and when to extend that energy outward in service, leadership, or connection. Balancing inner security with outer contribution is the key to their growth. Pushya Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some people grasp broad, overarching patterns, making intuitive connections across time and context, while others focus on precise, step-by-step details, building clarity through structure and repetition. Pushya Nakshatra, with its grounded wisdom, nurturing discipline, and traditional mindset, tends to lean toward little chunk thinking, absorbing knowledge slowly, carefully, and thoroughly, ensuring it is emotionally and practically integrated. However, whether they lean more toward macro, big picture, or micro, detail-specific processing depends on planetary placements, especially those linked to learning, structure, and belief. If Jupiter is in the first house in Pushya, the mind expands toward big picture understanding. These individuals are naturally philosophical. They look for patterns that repeat across time, seeking truth in broad life principles, belief systems, and teachings that stand the test of time. Their learning process is often intuitive and future-oriented, sometimes overlooking small details in favor of moral or spiritual consistency. If Jupiter is in the 9th house, this macro perspective becomes even more pronounced. There's a hunger for wisdom, travel, cultural insight, and universal themes. And they tend to process ideas through their broader implications, not technical execution. If Mercury is in the 5th house in Pushya, the preference shifts sharply toward little chunk processing. They break concepts into manageable steps, prefer clear language, and are most comfortable when ideas are organized, repeatable, and thoroughly explained. These individuals often build complex understanding from small building blocks, excelling in teaching, editing, systems thinking, or analytical roles. If Mercury moves to the 9th house, there's more comfort with big picture exploration, but they'll still anchor abstract thinking with clear logic and methodical frameworks. If Saturn is in the 1st house, there's a strong preference for micro-level clarity. Saturn brings discipline, patience, and a step-by-step approach, making them naturally inclined to master one concept fully before moving on to the next. They often demand depth and accuracy, and though it slows their pace, their understanding is solid and dependable. If Saturn is in the 10th house, this microprocessing expands into their professional identity, where they become the ones others rely on for precise execution, mastery, and control over complex processes. If K2 is in the 1st house, understanding becomes intuitive, broad, but sometimes fragmented. They may grasp abstract truths instantly, without being able to explain how. Their thinking can leap across timelines, systems, and symbols, but they may struggle to translate that insight into structured, detailed thought. If K2 is in the 5th house, they still process through symbolic or esoteric means, noticing patterns others miss, but their route to understanding often bypasses conventional steps, making their insights seem either deeply mystical or hard to pin down. Pushya Nakshatra's core strength lies in refining what it knows, which makes it more comfortable with slow, structured, little chunk learning. But it's also capable of big picture vision, when supported by expansive planetary placements. The key for Pushia natives is to honor their natural pace, allowing their knowledge to mature through repetition and care, while also trusting their intuitive leaps when they arise. Wisdom for Pushia comes not just from what they learn, but how well they absorb it into their foundation.